the sugya of smichas gul tefila is on the one hand extremely familiar to us, the concept, the idea, not to be mafsik between the brachas of Kriya Shema and Shemona Esrei, and the chiluk between chakras and arvis is also yodua to us. Nevertheless, it poses some very intriguing questions. And I wanted to be mishalev the hashkofa of smichas gula tefila together with the halacha, but starting with the lumdus of it first. So there are two gemaras. Gemara Maseches Brachos on Daf Dalet Amud Beis has a machlokes between Rabbi Shua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan. The machlokes is expressed in a certain way, in a certain lashon. And we want to be medayik a little bit in that lashon. Oma Amar Koyre Kriya Shema Mispalel, that's the lashon, Koyre Kriya Shema, and then Mispalel. Lafuke Mai, Lafuke, two possibilities. First of all, that there's a Koyre Kriya Shema stam, not mentioned tefillah at all, or Mispalel v'Koyre Kriya Shema. In other words, there are two nekudos possible that Koyre Kriya Shema Mispalel is coming to be Lafuke. Gemara says, Mesayelu l'Rabbi Yochanan, Dom Rabbi Yochanan Ezehu Benoy Lamabo, Zahasayim Agula l'Tfila Shal Avos. They're talking about Kriya Shema Shal Avos, right? Name is like Koyre Kriya Shema Shal Avos. So Kriya Shema Shal Avos has a Tfila L'Achareha, and apparently the reason that we mention it, Koyre Kriya Shema U'Mispalel, is not only that there's a Tfila L'Achareha, but the Tfila L'Achareha is B'Tzmidus, it's Samuch to the Birchas Kriya Shema, to the Kriya Shema with its brachas. The brachas are implicit here, of course. And therefore, Ezu ben Olam Boza, Seimach Gula L'Tfila Shal Avos. So in Seimach Gula L'Tfila Shal Avos, there are two in Yonin, both of those points that we made before. Number one, that the Tfila comes after the Kriya Shema, and also that it's Samach Lo, without interruption. And what is this? Who is the Bar Plukta here? So Gemara says, Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Yom Tfila is Be'emtza Tiknu. Now here also we could be medayik one of two possibilities. Either be'emtza tiknu means it just turns out that way. In other words, Kriya Shema is in Shachris before, and in Arvis after. So memeilu tefillas were be'emtza, or bedafka tefillas be'emtza tiknu. And the question is why? Why should it be be'emtza? So we could say it turned out that way, as we said a moment ago, simply because the only smichas gula tefillah there is b'shachris. So memela kriya shema has to be before tefillah. But the arvis, the kriya shema does not require smichas gula tefillah. But tefillah's be'emtza tiknum sounds like it's a bedatka thing. But she'en kein, if smichas gula tefillah is not a requirement, but who says it's a problem? So do whatever you want. If you want to say Kriya Shema first, say Kriya Shema first by night. If you want to say Tefillah first, say Tefillah first by night. Tefillah is be'emtza tiknun, is mashma that the takono deliberately opted for a Tefillah shel arvis before Kriya Shema. Why bedafka? So the Gemara says, Iboi say makra, Iboi say misvar. Gemara says, Iboi say makra, and Iboi say misvar. Iboi say misvar, the Rabbi Yochanan Saba Gu'ula Me'urta Nami Havi Elo Gu'ula Ma'al Yisa Loi Havi Elo Ad Safra. The Gu'ula Ma'al Yisa, the final Gu'ula, it's hard to know what Gu'ula Ma'al Yisa means. It's an interesting lashon. It doesn't speak about Gu'ula Kama and Gu'ula Basra. It doesn't speak about Gu'ula B'miktsas and Gu'ula B'shleimus. The Gu'ula Me'urta Nami Havi Ela Gu'ula Ma'al Yisolei Havi Ela Atzafra. The morning was the Gu'ula Ma'al Yisolei. Naturally, that's when they came out. So we have to understand what are we trying to say here. But at least we see that Rabbi Yochanan holds that there's an inyan of Gu'ula even at night. And we also see something else that's also implicit. What does Yitzias Mitzrayim per se have to do with how we daven? So the answer is, we're already intimating a concept of Lahagid Baboika Chazdecha Ve'emunoscha Baleilos. That at night you say Emes Ve'emuna, in the morning you say Emes V'yatzi. that apparently the night time in each and every single Meisla Eis reflects a Zman of Geula, according to Rabbi Yochanan, different than the Zman of Geula in the morning. In other words, morning and night, every single day, whether you're in Golus or in Eretz Yisrael, whether it's Bizmancha Beis HaMikdashkayim, Bizmancha Ein Beis HaMikdashkayim, they typify a certain moment of the actual Yetzias Mitzrayim by Moshe Rabbeinu. Night represents the Yetzias Mitzrayim aspect, what he calls Geula Meurta in the evening, Nami Havi, that's the Makas Bchoris and so on, and the actual Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is in the morning. The Geula of the morning is represented by the Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris. And therefore, since it is the ultimate Geula, the Geula Ma'al Yisah, so you have to have Smichas Geula Tefillah Chol HaDeis. The question is only about that Geula Nami Havi, whether it was or it wasn't. And that is represented today by the nighttime. And that's Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan, whether there's an inyan of Smichas Geula Tefillah by night. Again, the Smichas Geula Tefillah issue of every single Ma'ariv, Bizman Hazeh, is reflecting upon whether there was or there was not a concept of Geula Balayla the night that they came out of Mitzrayim. Derech Agav, just a parenthetic remark. The Rav used to point out, many times, that when you have the moment of Sipitzias Mitzrayim, the night of Pesach, that's how he interpreted the Rambam, although frankly I never understood how that could be, but in any case, the Lashon Rambam, the very beginning, it's as I say, listen, the top of Nisan Flores Shira, similar to Balel Chamisha Asa. What is the Balel Chamisha? So go on. On the Nisan and the Flores of Balel Chamisha Asa, and I'm only supposed to speak about those Nisan and the Flores, not anything that happened subsequently. Or Balel Chamisha Asa means Balel Chamisha Asa is when we're supposed to do the Sipur. In other words, it's telling us that it's the night of Pesach that we're supposed to make Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim. It seems to me that it's almost Mukhrak from the Lashon of the Rambam subsequently. Because then the Rambam says, "Uminayin shebaleil chamisha asa, ayomahu ba'vuzeh." You know, ein lachal b'shoshem atzim mor menachem fanecha. So that's talking about the ma'ase sipur. When is it? Not what nisim we're describing. So when it says "Uminayin shebaleil chamisha asa," what is the Rambam referring back to the statement "Baleil chamisha asa" that he said at the beginning? So it's almost mukhrach. But that's what the Rav said. And lema'ase, whether it's mukhrach in the Rambam one way or the other, is not the point. The idea is definitely so. That's why there's basically no mention of the Moshe Rabbeinu, because the night of Pesach was Anivlo Malach Anivlo Sarah Anivlo Shaliach, and that's why there's no discussion of the subsequent Yitziyah itself, and more importantly, or more peculiarly, nothing about Kriyas Yamsuf. Interestingly enough, and this is also temporarily a parenthetic remark, is that when you have the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim description or analysis in Ezras Avleisenu, right? And just before we even continue that sentence, it's very important for the Olam to know what they're saying. You know, Emes V'yatziv Hadover Hazeh. What's the Hadover Hazeh? Or Ve'emuna Kol Zois. What's the Zois? What is that? Pronouns are always troublemakers because they are referring to something and you have to know what they are referring to. So what is this pronoun referring to? What is the Zeh or the Zos? The answer is, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. So basically, the last bracha, Til Goel Yisrael, at night, including Hashiveinu, is a bracha of Geula, because it's a bracha that was Metukan, Be'ikar, on the last pasuk of the parasha of Tzitzis, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Hotzeisi Eschem. And the parasha of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Machayev of that parasha at night. The pasuk, I mean, of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So about this pasuk of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, we say Emes V'yatziv Hadover Hazeh. Nochon Kayam V'chulu, but I'm skipping all of the adjectives to get to the point of the Zeh. This, which is this, Ani Hashem Elokeinu Asher Hotzeisi Eschem. So if we are talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim, what about Yetzias Mitzrayim are we saying is very fascinating. But one thing is crystal clear, that both at night and in the day, there's a tremendous emphasis on Kriyas Yamsuf. And we have to ask the question, why is there such a difference between the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? Because the Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not only including Kriyas Yamsuf, it's emphasizing Kriyas Yamsuf. The Micha Moichon Hashem Yimloich Loilam Voed, which is Kemat the Dogesh Chazak, the Gushpanka of that bracha, is Kriyas Yamsuf, nothing else. And in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, just by coincidence, Derech Agav, Alayam, Hoyu, so many Nisim, but there's no question that that's simply a reflection about the uptight of what it means, Yad Hashem, and so on, Yad Chazoka, but really the Demakas Bechayrus is the Tshvok, it's the essence of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the night of the Seder. There's no doubt about it. And by the way, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu Yitzchak are not mentioned. Interestingly enough, I had a taich that the Rambam says, if he's a Chacham, then you tell him more elaborately, including the Nisim Shenasu Al Yedei Moshe Rabbeinu. It's like, what's that all about? So I wanted to say that it means that the Nes that is emphasized in Yetzias Mitzrayim is only Makas Mechavis. That's Nasa Yedei Akashvot. If he's a Chacham, you tell him everything that preceded it as well, which includes the other Makas and includes the antecedent events, which were Nasu Al Yedei Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Haggadah that we have leaves Moshe Rabbeinu almost totally out of the picture. It's mentioned completely Derech Agav. And that's because Anivul Amalo. So why is there such a difference between the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim of the night of the Seder and the Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim Brocha that was the Takonas HaShikneses HaGdolah that comes after Ani Hashem Lekechem Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim? And I think there's a very, very basic and fundamental and correct reason, an important Yesod that is being expressed. Getting back now to Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So the Svara of Rabbi Yochanan is that there was a Geula, and that of course fits into all the words that we are speaking in Emes ve'emunah kol zois, which is relatively similar to Emes ve'yatzir, and the zois is Asher Tzeisias Chem Eretz Mitzrayim, and therefore there should be an inyan of Smichas Geula Tefillah as well. And therefore, Kari Kriyashma v'chakach Misfalah. Masha Ein Kein, what? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he holds Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Sava, Kivan lo yahavi ela mitzafra, lo yahavi gu'ula ma'al yisav. It's like, everyone's masking lo yahavi gu'ula ma'al yisav. So apparently, there is in these words, there seems to be in these words, a tzad hashove of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. They're not arguing whether there was a gu'ula at night, bichla. They're arguing whether that gu'ula level, since it is not, and you, Rabbi Yochanan, are masking to me that it's not the Geula Ma'al Yisa that the morning is, whether that Geula, that's not the Geula Ma'al Yisa, but still is a Geula, warrants Smichas Geula Tefillah. That's the Svar Shabbat. The Voisei Makra. So this is very interesting. Ushneya Mikra Echad Dosh. Dachsiv V'shach V'chov Kumech Rabbi Yochanan Sava Makish Tchiva L'kima Makima Kriya Shra V'chaka Tefillah Av Shechiva Nami Kriya Shema V'chakach Tefillah. That's the parallel. Kriya Shema Tefillah. Kriya Shema Tefillah. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Savar Ma'akish Shechiva L'kima Ma'akima Kriya Shema Somuch L'mitasa Av Shechiva Nami Kriya Shema Somuch L'mitasa. So the first thing that I wanted to mention beyond the words of the Gemara is, what's the chiluk in the Vayisem Asvar and the Vayisem Makor? You can often say that the Kra is to corroborate the Svara, but there's actually a pasuk to say so. But I think here, the Vayisei Makra, we will be masking, is going in a different direction altogether. See, the question is, Smichas Geula Tefillah by life, is there a problem with the Geula? That's what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Vayisei Makra. There's a problem with that Geula. There is a Geula, but since it's not Geula Ma'al Yisod, there's a problem with that Geula. That kind of gula does not warrant smichas gula too. What if we say there is no problem with that gula? There's no problem with the gula. But nevertheless, there's no smichas gula too. So then the Vayisema Kra is that the din of Kriyashma has to be samuch l'mitasa. In other words, the very first and the very last thing that you say. That's what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is timing. In other words, Smichas Geula Tefillah is not now. Let's go slow. There's a chakira that you have to be choker in general. this idea of smichas gula tefillah, is it a din in takonas hatefillah? In other words, that's how a person's supposed to daven. He has to daven that he has to say kriya shema and take him achor, he has to say shmon esrei. And essentially it's a din in shmon esrei. It's a tikkun seder hatefillah that the geula has to lead into tefillah. And the way you're mispalel is by having the geula anticipate the shmon esrei immediately adjacent to it and in front of it. In other words, the geula is a prerequisite and it has to be there for the tefillah to be the proper tefillah. That's one side. Another side is, it's not a din in takonas hatefillah, it's a halacha in ma'al of satfila. In other words, there's, for example, tefillah b'tzibur. So there's a tefillah b'yochid and there's a tefillah b'tzibur. Now tefillah b'yochid has certain value, but tefillah b'tzibur has more value. There's a ma'ala in its being b'tzibur. You could say there's a ma'ala in tefillah that it is with geula associated with it, but it's not a din in takona satfila. So in the Sefer Tal Yisrael, happens to be my father-in-law, but the Sefer Tal Yisrael on Brochus, very, very good Sefer, and he uses this Chakira itself to differentiate between the night and the day. He uses this Chakira to differentiate between the night and the day. He says that even those Shitas who hold that there is Smichas Gula L'Tfila at night are maskim that it's not the same. And what's one of the rayas that they're masking, and they're masking like Rabbi Yochanan, in other words. But they're masking it's not the same. Because it's not Gula Ma'al Yisrael. So what's not the same, Lamoshal? Nafgamina is, if you have to choose between Tefillah B'Tzibur and Tefillah B'Yochanan. Everybody knows that Bizman Hazeh, if you come in late, you daven the Shmon Esrei Shel Arvis first, and then you say the Birchas Kriya Shema afterwards. What happens to Smichas Gula Tefillah? So if you say we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, it's not a problem. That's the way you're supposed to do it all the time. But if we don't paskin like Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, which we don't, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, so in fact there is a din of smichas gula tefillah. And that's koyre kriya shema u'mispalo. So mimon of shach. If tefillah b'tzibur is a maila that overrides everything because it's so important, then it should be that way shachris as well. If on the other hand tefillah b'tzibur is not such a maila, then why is arvis you do it after b'tzibur first? Even at the price of giving up smichas gula tefillah. So this is what he said. He said that shita that holds that's what you're supposed to do, it's a machlokes, is actually mechalek in the inyan of smichas gula tefillah between tefillas arvis and tefillas shachris. And his signon was, his way of looking at it was, that when you have smichas gula tefillah in shachris, it's a din in seder hatefillah. And seder hatefillah, if you have to have a certain seder, milus can't help you. And what good is it if you are going to do it b'tzibur, but you're not doing it correctly? In other words, if the way you daven is kriya shema and tefillah, then davening tefillah and kriya shema is not a proper tefillah. So what is going to help you that in that not proper tefillah you're going to have the mile of tzibur? Masha ein kein, when you have balayla, it's not a din and tikkun hatefillah, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, because it's not gula ma'al yisrael. And the mele there, it's just a mile of ba'alma. In Maila Ba'alma, you can weigh one against the other and say that the Maila of Tzibur is greater than the Maila of Smichas Gula L'Tfilah. And then there are several other Nafkaminas B'Dover, but I will satisfy myself with that. So again, in Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, it could very well be that he's Mechuluk about the Inyan of that Geula, that it's not warranting Smichas Gula L'Tfilah. Or it could be that the din of smichas gula tefillah is only shayach in the morning altogether. And that's the Yibayisei Makra. In other words, the Yibayisei Makra says, I wouldn't argue with you. If it would be possible, I would have smichas gula tefillah. But there's an overriding consideration that kriya shema has to be samach l'mitasa. In other words, when the Chachamim, when he says a lashon tefillah is be'emtza tiknun, it's to preserve and protect the fact that kriya shema is b'shachbucha uvekumecha. It's a kiyum in uvekumecha that it should be first, it's a kiyum b'shachbucha that it should be last. So when it's first, you can allow for a takonas chachomim that it's b'samach. By the way, they're not necessarily toli zebazeh, because very poshut. if Kriya Shema has to be first, so then I go ahead and I say Kriya Shema, let's say even Ubirchosel, and then I go ahead and have myself a sandwich. And then I come back and I daven Shemona Esrei. In the din of Kriya Shema of Bikum Echa, I wasn't paygim anything. So what happened to Smichas Gula Tefillah? It doesn't exist. So in other words, what I'm saying is that even Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is maskim to the aside of Smichas Gula Tefillah in the morning. But if that's the case, he might be maskim to Rabbi Yochanan in principle across the board, according to the Shita of Ibai Seimakra. The only thing is, in the morning, you can afford it. Because in the morning, the Smichas Gula Tefillah of Kriya Shema first and then Tefillah afterwards, it works perfectly. It fits like a glove. Because the Tzmidus doesn't in any way interfere with the Kriya Shema of Bikum Echa coming at the beginning. But at night, I might want to have the biggest Smichas Gula Tefillah I want, but I have no Breira. Why? Because the Smichas Gula Tefillah requires that the Geula should precede the Tefillah, that's for sure. Backwards doesn't exist, as we shall soon see why also. So if that's the case, it comes at odds completely with what? That Kriya Shema has to be Samach L'Mitasa. So Kriya Shema Samach L'Mitasa teaches me that as much as I would have liked to have that takona at night as well, I simply can't do it. I'm not allowed. Because that's why Tefillah is Be'emtza Tikkun. One wants to get very sophisticated. One might even want to suggest that Tefillah Be'emtza Tikkun means dafka, that there's a relationship between Tefillah Be'emtza and the Kriya Shema at the both ends. But I'm not going to go into that possibility at all. It's not necessary. The Gemara asks a question a little bit further. Masid Marbrei de Ravino be'erev mevarech shtayim lefaneu shtayim lahalach. Yi amit boi lismoich aloika samach gula l'tfila. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that be'erev you also have smichas gula l'tfila, there was obviously an understanding in the way that the question is being raised. What is that understanding? That anything after Goal Yisrael is a problem. So in other words, when the Gemara answers, Kivan de tekiginu rabbonon hashkivenu kigu'ula arichta damya, what the Gemara is answering is that it's not a problem. But now we have to understand, why is it not a problem? What are we emphasizing in those words of the Gemara? Kivan tekinu rabbonan hashkiveinu. And what is kigu'ula arichta damya? What are the two possibilities? One of them is a formality. We're not looking to the, according to this mahalach, we're not looking at the content of hashkiveinu at all. Hashkiveinu could be talking about anything. And as we shall see, it might actually in its own way be a stira to Goal Yisrael. We'll see. But since for whatever reason the Chachamim had a takona of four brachos, shtayim lefaneu, shtayim lachareu, so in Seder Tefillah, where Kriya Shema has to come before because of Smichas Gula Tefillah, we distinguish between things that don't belong and things that do belong, not thematically, not based on ideas of Geula, but simply that's where its place is. In other words, no one suggested, he's saying, that because of Smichas Gula Tefillah, the Chachamim have to be oiker their takonas birchas Kriya Shema for whatever reason they had it. But as long as Kriya Shema u'birchosel are followed immediately by Tefillah, that's called Smichas Gula Tefillah. So when the Gemara says kigu'ula arichta, they mean only that it doesn't interfere with the Geula of Gal Yisrael. Another Mahalach takes the words hashkivenu and looks into them and says this is part of Geula. And kigu'ula arichta is literally that the bracha of Gal Yisrael kept going, and memela there's no problem of hefsek. So two different perspectives depending upon how we see hashkiveinu. By the way, you have also the question of Baruch Hashem la'olam amen va'amen according to those who say it. So the Tosfos Divrei Maaseh Da'amar Rabbi Yochanan right here, Eizu ben olam haba, va'anu sha'omrim yiru einenu u'psukim acherim acha hashkiveinu nireh hoyu utekinu l'rabbonon. Crystal clear without any shemet shel suffix.
L'chaira.
That's what it is with Torah, you know? Confident, 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 and all of a sudden. But L'chaira, what does Tosas have to add those extra words, why they were misaking Yiru Einenu and all those psukim, Baruch Hashem, what we call Baruch Hashem Lo'olam Amen. Tosas just said that, we say it. Right? So we say it means it's a minig, it's a takana, but whatever it is, it must have a reason. So what's the nafkamina, what the reason is? So what I think what Tosas is saying is, even if you learn that Hashkiveinu has themes of Geula in it, maybe you'll say, but Yiru Einenu not. So you should know to answer the other tzad, that once it's a chelik of why we do it is irrelevant, we have to have a reason, and it became a takana. That's what Tosis is saying. It's not stamps people decided it's a good idea to say these psukim. There was an institution of Yiru Einenu for practical reasons, so that people should catch up and so on. As long as it's a chelik of the Birchas Kriya Shema B'Takana, it cannot be regarded as a hepsik. That's what he's saying. Then it's still called the classical Smichas Gula L'Tfila. Otherwise, what does he have to mention the reasons why they were metaken it? So B'Vas Achas, it seems to me also that Tosis is suggesting that Yibarach Hashem Li'olam and Yiru Einenu is not there for Gula purposes. What I would like to suggest is that there's a very strong tzad to say that both Hashkiveinu and Yiru Einenu are geula themes. But that interesting, and I would even go one step further, that Yiru Einenu is more of a geula theme than Hashkiveinu, but that both of them are really ultimately steerous to what we're saying in Gaal Yisrael. It's a very fascinating topic, and here I want to segue not so much, it's not really Jewish, it's Poshut Pshat of the Hashkofa of what Smichas Gula Tfila is all about. And in order to do that, I would like to learn with you a Ritva, which is really Rabbeinu Yonah. Yesh Lisho, V'chimipnei she'soymech Gula Tfila, says Ezu Ben Oilam Habo. What's Ben Oilam Habo about this? So he's saying Machulul Tfila. He's not doing anything extraordinary. Besides which, he's doing whatever everybody else does by that by now. So Yesh Lisho B'chimipnei She'Soy Machulul Tfila Yehilu Ischar Kol Kach She'Yia Ben Oilam Habo. V'Omer Rav Rabbeinu Yoinazal She'Atam Mishum She'Keshemazkir Geulas Mitzrayim U'Mispalo Miyad U'Mara Atzmoy She'Boteach B'Hashem Shebitfilo hu mevakesh tzrochav. Umi she'eino boteach, eino mevakesh mimenu klum. I'm going to give you a little bit of a hakdoma, the Avodroham. The Avodroham asks a question, the certain places that we have bakoshes where they don't seem to belong. So for example, I will add, Ona Hashem Oshiona in Hallel. Hallel is Shevach Voidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ever hear? Think about that. What is Ona Hashem Oshiyana doing there? At least in those places where you speak about, where David HaMelech speaks about the past as being a time of tzara, that's only Bira Amikta Ligra Rama. It's to show the Hatzlocha. But that's about tzaras that were, not tzaras that are. Ona Hashem Oshiyana is about tzaras that are. Otherwise you're not asking for anything. So where does that come in? Where does that bakosha? I'm not speaking because bakosha versus shevach. I simply hallel. That's what hallel is. So where does it come into hallel? Then the question was that we used to say alanisim. So at the end of the alanisim, there's a nusach, which some people even say arayon, but this was very common at that time in the Middle Ages. Kishem she'asiso nisim and uflois imanu bayom ha'im bazman hazeh kein tasa imanu nisim and uflois. So the kasha is, number one, the Ala Nisim is the Shevach of Moedim. The Shevach of Moedim, there's no Bakosha. So the Avodroham asks these questions, and he points to a number of instances, besides this Kishem, in that Girsa of Ala Nisim, such as Moedim Durabonim. In Moedim itself, there's a Bakosha. I, you'll ask me, I don't think the Avodroham asks that kasha, it's best of my recollection, but you'll ask me, so why in Moedim itself is there no Bakosha? So the fact is that in Moedim Rabbanim there is a Bakasha, right? Keitachayenus, Kaimenus, Sasaku, Simach, Chatzos, Kachiach, etc. Because the answer is because there's Sim Shalom afterwards. But in the Moedim Rabbanim, where there is no Sim Shalom, so they made a Bakasha right there. Why? Then he gives another example, the Bracha of Asher Go'olon. Asher Go'olon of Gala Vesav Seinu. Kein Hashem Elokeinu Yagienu Lema'adim Hu, Smeichem Bevinyin Yirecha Vesasim. What's that all about? I mean, start adding up all of these examples. There has to be Dvarim Begoy. That every one of these cases, the Iker emphasis is for sure on the Hatzlocha, on the Yeshua that happened, on the Ge'ulah that took place, and nevertheless there's a Bakasha Tzoma to it. The answer is very simple. The answer is that if you really believe there's no such thing as not having a current problem or issue, that's for the Mashiach. That's for Yemos HaMashiach. That's for Yikru Yishol Reyo Tachas HaGef and Tachas HaTay. But until that time, there's always going to be a problem. There's always going to be a tzara, there's always going to be an enemy, there's always going to be a need for one more Yeshua. Now, if a person doesn't really believe, it's like parnasa, it's the same thing. You can talk about bitoch until you're blue in the face. You know, the Chazon Ish has this famous piece, so he talks about people who are, basically calls them mitzavtzefei bitochon. They chirp, you know, like birds. Bitochon, bitochon, bitochon. That's because bitochon, he says, smiles on them, and they're doing very well, so they talk about bitochon. The day that they're in trouble and somebody opens up a pizza shop across the street from them, and by the way, they're selling pizza. And by the way, they're selling pizza. Well, then all of a sudden, all bets are off. And the Chazon Ish describes the transformation of a sweet, bitochon-talking person into a monster who wants to destroy his enemy, the fellow who's across the street. So where's your bitochon? So he says that bitochon has to have the consequences in real life of a certain kind of calm as you do your hishtadlus. That was his time with the Yosef, that the Gemara says, Chazal said, Medrashim. Yeah, v'loy ponel rohavim, so it means he's v'iteyach. So v'loy ponel rohavim, he doesn't pay attention to the mitzvah, it doesn't say giyim schar tani. So the Chazon Ish is interpreting it that if somebody is calm, he knows the Yeshua of Hashem will come, so he does a hishtadlus that makes sense. He doesn't do hishtadluyos that are absurd. And to ask an Egyptian, and especially this person, why is he going to mention anything to Paro? This is not what the Chazon Ish says, but I just Moisif. Why is he going to mention anything to Paro when there's always a sakona? The Paro say, why did I keep you alive? Like, why didn't I kill you like I killed the Sarai? I don't want to start off with Paro. I'm not going to mention it unless there's a benefit to Paro. So 2 years later, all of a sudden he mentions it. But otherwise, there's no. Any logical person would not expect the Sarai Mashkim to say one word about that dangerous time, that dangerous episode. So why is he telling him it's Chartani? Already a pagam in the bitachon, he needs his help. So he does. He says it on the level of Yosef Habal Habitachon. It's already a pagam in bitachon. If a person truly believes, he's going to ask, and he's going to ask right away. So he says, why is it? Asher Go'olonu Kein Hashem Elokeinu. You believe Asher Go'olonu, or you don't believe Asher Go'olonu? Why is it on Hashem Oshiyana? Do you believe that Hashem gave you all of this? That He saved you so many times? You don't believe it. Then why aren't you asking? Do you believe Al Nisecha Shebechol Yom Imanu? Then why aren't you asking Kein Techayenu Skayim? At the very least, when we're desperately in need of a Geula Shlema. So why aren't you asking? So it's a pegam in the bitochon. The secret of that avudram, is right here in this Rabbeinu Yonah, much earlier. The Rabbeinu Yonah says, "Mi she'eino boteach eino mevakesh." So if a person's not mevakesh, then he's not a boteach. If a person is not boteach, he's not a mevakesh. The tzmidus of Geula Litfila, interestingly enough, you can look at it either way. It comes to the same nekuda, actually. But you could say, if I'm davening, then I must be a boteach. If I'm a boteach, I must daven. It doesn't make a difference. But the bitachon of yesterday's hatzlocha leads me into today's hatzlocha. The Gemara in Maseches Psochim, as you well know, says that the Loshon Avar is in the bracha of Kriyashma. Go'al Yisrael. The Lashon Hoive, which is Hoive Osid, is in the bracha of Shmona Esrei. Go El Yisrael. And you cannot say the opposite, because it's very poshut. The history is Go El Yisrael. That's Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hoceichem Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. The future, the bakasha, the tefillah, that is for tomorrow. That is Ribbono Shel Olam. We need a geula as Goyal Yisrael. The point of the Rabbeinu Yonah is that Goyal Yisrael leads to Goyal Yisrael, and Goyal Yisrael needs Goyal Yisrael. That's Smichas Geula Tefillah, and that's Ben Olam Abayis for the level of Bitachon. In other words, when he says a geula tefillah in his mind, in his heart, and he says that Goyal leads Goyal, then the emuna that comes from that bitachon, the bitachon is a veritable historical fact. That's emes v'yatziv and emes v'emuna. The reason it's emes v'yatziv is because lagi ba'boker chasdecha. Boker is always when the moment is so obvious to you, like you're an edus to it. So it's yatziv. You don't need emuna. And laila is always symbolic of emuna, because it is a time of hester panim. That is the symbolism of laila. And the mela, it has to be an inyan of emuna. But the emuna is that there was a geula, and therefore there will be and can be a geula. That's smichas geula l'tfila, and that's according to him what makes him ben olam haba, and that's what it says. V'chein nireh b'rabba b'parshas bo yal parah. In parshas bo, you have what to say on Shabbos. Sha'omer sham ki Yisrael k'shero hanisim b'niflois sha'ya oisa habayri imohem v'ra sha'ya mishane hatvayim. He was mishane the teva bot chubay. Yesterday leads me to be confident about today, which allows me to be mavakish. V'abitachoin hu ikar ha-hoidoa v'hayira v'ha-emuna. V'ikach zoiche v'sibas ha-bitachoin la-koyol v'zoiche l'chayo ilum abo. I wanted to add something up to this nekuda. Now we understand what I asked you before about peculiar difference between Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim, the night of the Seder, and the brachos of Kriya Shema at the end of Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hoceichem Eschem, which speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Bidafka dwell upon the moment of Kriyas Yamsuf. Because if you're speaking about Yetzias Mitzrayim as a Ma'ira, then no matter what Kriyas Yamsuf is, it does not compare to the actual Yetzias of Mitzrayim. And in any case, the mitzvah of Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim is Asher Asa Hashem li b'tzeisim in Mitzrayim. And if you add the fact that it's the night v'dafka, so it's halachas kama v'kama, that you don't go further, because you're reliving the experience of that night in the night of the Seder, as the Rav said. Asher Ein came when it comes to Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim as an Ani Hashem Elokeichem. It's l'foneo l'achareo, as Chazal and Mefarshim point out in the same pasuk. And the whole idea is to lead to an understanding that the Goal Yisrael could be a Goel Yisrael. Then the moment of choice, the particularly obvious and evident Yad Hashem, which gives me the highest measure of bitachon, is the Masharas Shivchalaya moment, which is the moment of Kriyas Yamsuf. And that's, they said, Mi Kamoicha Ba'elim, it fits perfectly now. Hashem Yimloch Lo'olam Vod. Mi Kamoicha, there's no reason to be Baiteach in anything else, because who is like you? And it'll be forever. So Memela, I go right into Tefillah. Now the question is, what about Hashkivei? So Be'emes, it's a very interesting thing. The Geula of the morning is the Geula Ma'al Yisod. But that's the Geula of the history. The Geula of the night is the night of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. It was not the Geula Ma'al Yisod yet, because they didn't actually leave. Although there were many in Yonei Geula, because they were already given mitzvahs, and they already was Makas Bechoyres, and on and on and on. You know, it's a fait accompli, but it hasn't actually happened b'poyim. So that's not a Geula Ma'al Yisrael. However, Hashkiveinu has a very, very interesting role because Bevas Achas, it's tzamud to the Goal Yisrael, and at the same time, it sounds very much like Goyal Yisrael. Number one, it's a bakosha. It's not a fact. Number two, it's today. It's not ancient history. So, of course, everything about it sounds like Goel Yisrael. Why do I say that it has an aspect of it that's connected to the Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim? So, there's a very big yesod, I think, in the Takon of the Baruch of Hashem. The question is, how do you see Yetzias Mitzrayim? Al pi hashkofa, that's a very, very fundamental question. Is it a moment in history? All of it's whatever. Or is it the moment in history? Except that it hasn't come to an end. Let me posit something first. You have a pasuk, Eis Eretz Megureyem Asher Goru Bo. Right? Why do you have to emphasize that? Dor HaChaim HaKadosh asks that question. He asks that question. Why do you have to emphasize that? He gives his explanation. I think that the answer is very simple. Yetzias Mitzrayim isn't perceived as a Kur HaBarzel crucible to create a Klal Yisrael that's roy for being in Eretz Yisrael. Or is it a golos? Not to take away the Kur HaBazel idea, but it's a golos. And what's the difference? If it's not a golos, then you can have Mitzrayim, and then you can have the granting of Eretz Yisrael in the time of Yeshua. If, on the other hand, it's a golos, there can only be a golos from a place that you are in. You cannot have a golos that anticipates your place. There's no such thing. A golos from what? You can't have a golos if you don't have a makom before the golos to be niglet from. Means from Eretz Yisrael. There has to be a golos from Eretz Yisrael into Mitzrayim. That's Asher Goruba. There is a tremendous emphasis in this pasuk that Yetzias Mitzrayim is the first golos. And then you see Medrashim after Medrashim after speak about the Goliaths, the Golias of Mitzrayim. From Avinu, he's looking at Kafta Beferach, for example, the Talmud of the Rosh, and many other Sforim like that. They all speak about not only the Kinyan that was given to Avram, but they actually dwelt there, and they are in there when it says, Yodaya Teida Kigeri Zaracha, means out of. Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz Megure Aviv Be'eretz Knan. What's Megure Aviv? Or Be'eretz Aviv. What's Megure Aviv? The answer is they are dwelling there. They are Kvuim in Eretz Yisrael. That's what it says. So Memela, the Kvius of Eretz Yisrael creates Mitzrayim as the first Golos. But it's not just the first Golos, and Yetzias Mitzrayim is not the first Geula. It is, see, there's a way of thinking that there are several Goliaths. There are Goliaths. In other words, there's a chunk of history called chunk A. There's another chunk of history called chunk B. And another C and another D. And then at the end of D, it's over. It's not four chunks. It's 1A, 1B, 1C, 1D. It's one chunk that does not have its ultimate resolution when it says Lo Yomer Oid Chai Hashem Asher Hotzi Eschem. That's part of that idea that when they came out of Bavel, it's now the process is continuing of that original Yetzias Mitzrayim and finally into the Geula Shleimah. Now let's take a look at Hashkivenu al Reka, such a thought. What is the point of Hashkivenu? Is the reconciliation of the reality that we are in with the Goal Yisrael bitachon of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because if Yetzias Mitzrayim is an end unto itself, it's complete. So that's a nekuda of bitachon that stands on its own two feet. If, on the other hand, Yetzias Mitzrayim is part of a continuum, then we have aborted the mission. Because after Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's another Gula, out of a golus and another golus, and we are in a golus. Hashkivenu Hashem Elokeinu L'shalom is not as much a bakasha as much as it is a reconciliation. And in that concept, in other words, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability, you take a look in the first of the Shiva de Nechemta, Nachamu Nachamu Ami, you see an entire chunk of the Perek, a substantial number of psukim, say HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Bnei Yisrael, I am a Yochad, I can do it. It's a pelitika thing. You take a look at those psukim, it says first, etc., etc. And then it says, what is that negeya? The Torah says, I'm a yochad. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is begging you, Ki'ilu, to have the bitachon. Why? Because look around you. We're once again the Sheva and Shivim Zevim. We have to still today worry about the world destroying us. It's just after, a few years after Hitler, and it's all over again. So if that's the case, Hashkivenu Hashem Elokeinu L'shalom, Froz Aleinu Sukkah Shalom Elcha, Aparei Sukkah Shalom on Shabbos. God, the Sfaradim changed the Nusach entirely. We don't change the Nusach, we just add something at the end. But Shabbos Meino L'mabo, it's the same point. That's the ultimate resolution that makes the Gal Yisrael solid so that we can daven afterwards without the anxiety of saying, but Ribbono Shel Olam, we're right back where we started. That's what makes the Hashkivenu a Geula Arichta in the literal sense. But at the same time, Tosus and the others are asking, what about Baruch Hashem Olam Amidah? So the answer is, if you want to, you could say very simply as follows. I gave a mashal, which is it's a silly mashal in a certain sense, but it makes the point just the same. You'd never be afraid of saying silly mashalim if they make the point. There's a babysitter that comes, and this family happens to be on the edge of town, which is really in a very wild part of a place, Arizona or Colorado or somewhere, and jackals and all kinds of mountain lions and who knows what roaming around a few feet from the house, because they're literally all the way at the edge of town. So the babysitter wants to be calming the children who live there all the time. So the babysitter doesn't. So the babysitter is fully aware of what's going on outside, and that this is a very big sakana. So the baby says, don't worry, I'll protect you. The mountain lion may jump on you and I'll push him away, and the bear may scare you out of your wits, but I'll give him a piece of cottage cheese and I'll calm him down. And on and on. And he mentions one wild animal after another, and all of a sudden the kids start to cry, because they suddenly realize the sakana that she's protecting them from, which they never even realized before. Hashkivenu is an attempt to provide the confidence and the bitachon, so to speak, of the geula that hasn't yet come to its culmination, to its fruition. But meanwhile, we start reminding ourselves, wait a minute, if we're asking a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashkivenu L'shalom, Ba'amidim L'chaim, Vasem Menu, Oyev, Ve'oyev, Ve'dev, Ve'cherev, I mean, this is very desperate. I never even knew there were so many words, negative words strung together. You're supposed to say, B'nishima Atas Nachnatzu. So like what's, because you have to connect it to the Vahasev. So you can get really good and scared. That's what Baruch Hashem L'Olam is doing. It's the antidote to the Hashkivenu, which is the correction of the Gal Yisrael of the nighttime. Yiru Einenu, V'yismach Libenu, V'sogel Nafshenu B'shoascha, B'emar L'tzion Malach L'kayach. And if you want to know the truth, even the Kaddish, is because Kaddish is the ultimate resolution of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness. That's what it is. So Kaddish is basically another way of saying you are a Kol Yochol, you are the master of everything, there's no praise that's great enough for you, we have nothing to worry about whatsoever. So that's what I wanted to suggest to you, the whole concept of Smichas Gula L'Tfilah. So, and also the difference between the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim of Pesach night, and why there's such a tremendous emphasis on Oz Yashir Psukim in Smichas Gula Tfila, both morning and night. What's the role of Hashkivenu and Baruch Hashem Lo'olam Amen V'Amen? And of course, the lumdus of when you can say that Tfila B'Tzibur is Adif and when you can't say Tfila B'Tzibur is Adif. Because if it didn't takana satfila in seder, then you can't say tefillah in seder azot, because you're breaking the seder. That was the takana. If on the other hand, it's just a maila ba'alma. So when is it a maila ba'alma? He added, by the way, something I didn't mention, that since tefillah's arvis is rishus, even though kabul v'chayv, etc., but since it's rishus, you can't speak about takana satfila. Because it wasn't metukan, so it can't be metukan as a chelek of smichas gula tefillah. That's what some rishonim write us. So therefore, the inyan of smichas gula tefillah still is there if you do it, but it's a there is a maila. So it's a maila. Tefillah b'tzibur is a bigger one. But if it's a din that you always do it, and that's the takon of how you do it, so if it's how you do it, you can't say it's a maila b'tzibur and eliminate it, because then you're not davening properly. So you can daven b'tzibur as much as you want, but you're not saying the tefillah the way you're supposed to. That's what he said.